Welcome to Five to Watch, a sponsored mini podcast series featuring five exciting industry suppliers who will be exhibiting at the forthcoming RASTEC 2024 conference in Charlotte, North Carolina on June 5th and 6th. Registrations for the conference are limited and selling quickly. Get yours at the official RASTEC conference website, www.ras-tec.com. And now over to your host and acclaimed aquaculture industry journalist, Marilyn de Guzman.
This is Five to Watch, a limited podcast series brought to you by RASTEC. I'm your host, Marilyn de Guzman. In this episode, I'm speaking with Matthew Smith, sales representative for water technology company Xylem. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yes, it's good to have you. So we're looking forward to the RASTEC conference that's happening in North Carolina on June 5 and 6. Tell me about the solutions or technologies that you're highlighting in this conference this year.
Yeah, we can't wait to come down to Charlotte. So for those of you who don't know, Xylem is the largest pure play water technology company in the world. And so we're proud to represent and support recirculation aquaculture and basically every section of the system. And I think we're going to talk a lot about that throughout this podcast. But anyway, from every step of the recirc system, from intake of the water to recircing it, the water itself throughout the system, the instrumentation sides of things to make sure that the parameters stay where you need them. And then, of course, to finally the effluent of the system, Xylem being kind of a holistic company is there to support you. So we are going to have quite a few solutions and technologies at the conference this year.
Have you always exhibited at RASTEC, or is this the first time you're exhibiting?
No, we are a diamond sponsor this year, but we were, I believe, a diamond sponsor last year as well, and we did the lanyards. Xylem, as well as YSI, which is one of the brands, has supported aquaculture conferences all throughout the U.S. and around the world for a very long time.
Right. So if you were to provide our attendees top three reasons why they should visit your booth, what would that be?
Good question there. So I've got plenty of reasons, but given that we are a very large water technology company, I'd say one of the coolest things about us this year is that last year, Xylem did acquire Evoqua, which includes a lot of water technology brands in itself. So now we have over 50 brands. And with the acquisition of Evoqua, it really strengthens our ability to support our recirc customers here in the United States and around the world. And so I think having our Evoqua colleagues there will really support or enhance Xylem's focus on recirc aquaculture here in the U.S. With that acquisition, as I mentioned, we do have over about 50 brands. Many of those, not all, but many of those are going to have various experts from the different brands there to be able to answer your questions. I would say that includes everything from the instrumentation side to the pumps, such as Flights and Goulds, to UV and ozone, like Wedeco and our Evoqua brands. And then, of course, things like heat exchangers with Standard Exchange. So we've got quite a few of those brands. Particularly, I guess the last reason to come see, of course, is me, because I want you to come and chat with us about your water monitoring needs. So I work particularly for YSI, which stands for Yellow Springs Instruments. We're based out of Yellow Springs, Ohio. I'm going to be there. And I would think that of all of the 50 plus brands of Xylem, YSI is probably the brand that's most well known to the aquaculture community here in the U.S. But we have a lot more than just our handheld DO meters, which people tend to recognize us and think about us for. So we're going to have some continuous monitoring systems that are new, newer to the U.S. aquaculture industry. And I would love to talk to you if anyone wants to stop by the booth and chat.
As one of the most established brands out there in this space, could you talk about some of the most common questions or comments or challenges that you hear from people, you know, during conferences when they're talking to you at your booth?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have, I think one thing I guess that does trip people up. So Xylem is our parent company. And because we have so many brands under us, that does get a little confusion, but to have the single voice for us all, you know, we all have the same focus on being able to solve kind of all of the tough water technology questions, right? All of the water challenges. So if you're talking to me as the instrumentation sides of things, but your emphasis or interest is really filtration, I've got a team member here that can help you with that question. Or if you're looking for someone that's trying to help you out with flow or level or UV or ozone, it's a nice thing about Xylem, right? We all work together towards kind of the common goal, but we hear that a lot as far as needing to make sure that folks understand that we are the manufacturers, we are the integrators for a lot of these products, and we do have solutions for a lot of this. So just know that as far as the questions that people ask, a lot of that stems from just understanding that we're all one big team here to support you to make sure that your aquaculture enterprise is successful.
Is there any particular industry trend that you're looking at right now that certainly pertains to what you're offering, and what would that be, and how does Xylem factor in the role that you play in that trend?
In aquaculture, we're going to enhance an RES as much as possible to be all the methods of sustainable that we can be, right? Economically, environmentally, and so forth. And so we understand that that's a big play there, but with the acquisition of Evoqua to allow us to be a little bit more holistic, we can be better at helping you integrate our various brands into making your system as efficient as possible, because we understand from an economic standpoint that as we look to increase automation, as we try to decrease human error and those types of things, you've got to have groups that are flexible and can support you not only now, but in the future, because we don't want something that's going to be outdated quickly. And so I would say, as we start to look at the future and how we can increase the ability to filter the water, to increase our ability to decrease the amount of water that we're discharging from a system, those types of emphasis in an RAS system, I think that kind of allows us to provide an advantage, given that we do cover so much and have expertise in so many different aspects of water and moving water, cleaning water, et cetera.
What are you most looking forward to at this year's conference?
Me in particular, last year was my first time at RazTech. And so it really did open my eyes into the conference, what it can be, what it is, and where we're kind of headed as an industry. And I'm very happy to be coming back to the conference. But even though the conference was still new to me in particular, I've been in aquaculture for a long time, and there's nothing better than the networking that goes on at these conferences. To me, that's always kind of number one, both from the supplier side, but I have a lot of friends there, and the networking, seeing old friends, and of course, making the new ones kind of makes all of this worth it in the long run, because we all learn from each other, right? We all figure out what has worked, what hasn't worked, what we're looking for, what our needs are. And you really can't replace that just doing something over the internet. So we appreciate the in-person meetings. Global aquaculture is very large, but U.S. aquaculture, you know, everyone kind of knows everybody, and I'm happy to be a part of this group. So we have booth 22 and 23. There's going to be, I think, around seven of us there with all various expertise. Like I said, I'm there to support you from the water quality instrumentation side, so I can support you both from YSI and MJK, which is a popular brand for both PHORP, but also level and flow. But as I mentioned, we'll have a lot of my colleagues from other brands that have very different expertise, but still very applicable to aquaculture there. And so both 22 and 23 at those booths, come by and see us, and we'd be happy to hear your story and see whether or not what we offer could be a good fit for you.
There you have it. Thank you again, Matthew, for joining me and talking about your company today.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
And if you're attending or planning to attend this year's RazTech Conference and Trade Show in North Carolina, June 5 and 6, don't forget to check out Xylem at booths 22 and 23.
You've been listening to 5 to Watch, a sponsored mini podcast series featuring 5 exciting industry suppliers who will be exhibiting at the forthcoming RazTech 2024 conference in Charlotte, North Carolina on June 5th and 6th. Join your land-based aquaculture industry colleagues at this year's conference. Register now at www.ras-tec.com. We'll see you there.